you are pumped up and excited about your first full, you know, fall season with the College of St. Mary's. Going back to your spring, I know we talked about that. Would you agree, it was really beneficial that you went down in the spring, got acclimated, took some classes, got a semester in, and got situated with this volleyball team. I think it's really going to pay off for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I really love the spring season coming in. I learned a lot from the culture and the team and how each player plays their game, and just kind of meshing with the team a little bit. And then going into a fall, just really excited, especially during preseason. It's a lot. We have 2 days, and it was a really great week. I mean, all of us agreed that, I mean, a lot of us stayed healthy. We had a lot of competition during our practices, and I think it was just really a really fun week. And then on Saturday, we had the scrimmage as well, and that went really well for us as well.
Now, as far as returnees back, there's returnees back coming up with this team that for St. Mary's played in the fall, but there's a lot of new faces, brand new freshmen and for this group this year, isn't there?
Yeah, we do have a great group of returners coming back, and then a great group of freshmen coming in as well. And I mean, there's a lot of competition that, like I said, coming in to push the returners to be really good, but also just making each other better every day.
Talked about the recent scrimmage. You had to make your way up to Fremont to face Midland Lutheran. That program's always year in and year out some quality players. And you played 4 matches. You know, ended up 2-2. Decided not to play the fifth because I think in the long run the two coaches decided we're just going to play 4 sets. But you know, kind of went back and forth. Midland had a good set. You had a good set. So you saw some good things and some things to work on too, didn't you?
Yeah, Midland was a really good team. They had a lot of players, even like the JV and varsity are really good. And just coming in, we were going to play 4 sets no matter what. So, and just with the competitiveness of the game, even though it was a scrimmage, it was great to see where our strengths and weaknesses are right now and what we did really well on and what we could work on. And then this upcoming week at just having that scrimmage out of the way will help us prepare going to Florida.
Now, as far as your position, hey, it's a lot of what you've done the last couple of years at McCook Community College. 6 rotations, outside here on the left side, playing a lot of back row, and that's just the way you want it, isn't it?
You know, I love to do everything, the competitiveness, and just to help your team be better and win. And, yeah, I can stick with my position every time. I just love it.
But you got some other players. You got a returning libero back once again this year. I think you've got a returning center back, and I think maybe a hitter or two. So there's some girls you're going to work. It takes a little time to get the chemistry going, but you feel like it's going to be coming sooner than later.
Yeah, I feel like the first week, I feel like the chemistry was already really there. Obviously, we just got to make better connections on a couple of things. But other than that, I think give us a week or two, and I feel like we could gel really quickly. And I really want to see how that is where we're at our peak, at like our highest with the best connections. I think it would look really awesome with that if we can just fix those small things.
And finally, somebody's going to Florida for a couple of days. I know you're excited about the trip to Florida, chance to play some volleyball, soak up some sun a little bit. That's something we're looking forward to this week, isn't it?
So NAIA made a new rule that we could have a week or two earlier a plane. Competitive playing time, and we decided we should do a big trip before school actually starts. And so we decided to go to Florida. We're going to Kaiser University. They have a tournament down there. I'm assuming that there are teams down there from a couple of states, mainly probably Florida. I'm not sure yet. We haven't got the schedule out yet who we're playing, but I'm for sure knowing that we'll know tomorrow or Tuesday. But yeah, it's going to be really long week for sure, but I think it would definitely be fun, and just having a lot of team bonding down there and a lot of competition and playing different teams from out of state.
That's right. You don't start class until the following week. Is that right?
Yeah, so I think we start the 20th around there, and so I think it's really good, you know, not worried about classwork when you're basically on vacation and playing volleyball. So, but I mean, it's really good timing.
And then you start to juggle classes and going to practice and stuff like that. That's when the routine, you start getting that little routine again.
Yeah, so obviously the first couple of weeks of volleyball in the preseason, it's just a grind of getting prepared, because during the volleyball, it's just you had to be prepared so quickly because you play very quickly in like a matter of 2 weeks, and a lot of sports don't really have that. Like, they have a lot of time to prepare for their season, and so I mean, I think it's really fun to prepare for that, because there's a lot of competition, a lot of practice time to put into it, and then it kind of dies out, flows out a little bit, that it goes to at least one practice a day and then a couple matches per week.